Time now for the CJHL report. The Canadian Junior Hockey League brings together 132 teams in the 10 junior leagues involving over 3,000 players from right across the country. This week's guest is one of the most successful coaches in the history of the Manitoba Junior Hockey League. Join us now, head coach and general manager of the MJHL's Portage Terriers, Blake Spiller. Blake, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thanks, Gino. Thanks for having me on here.
The big season all culminates in the Centennial Cup. It's the target of every Junior A team across the country, and you know you're going there because you're hosting it. Give me a sense of the preparations. What's going on in Portage right now to get ready for it?
Yeah, I think, Gino, this is our second time in the last 5 years with hosting in 2015. So the volunteers and the chairs are of the committees are have done it before. So I think it's things are going as smoothly as they can be at this time.
Listen, you led the Terriers to the MJHL championship last year, fell short at Nationals. How many guys do you have coming back? What does the strength look like in this team compared to the one you had last year?
Yeah, we've got 14 guys returning. You know, every year you lose top guys, which we did. You know, we replaced them with some key guys as well. But, you know, we've got a long way to go to be able to compete against the top teams in the nation here. With obviously the Albertas, the BCs, the Saskatchewans, and the East as well. So our league here is tough enough with, you know, I think there's a lot more parity in our league here as well with, I think it's like five or six points separating the top five or six teams. So it's going to be tough for us all year here. And hopefully that will help prepare us for the big tournament in the end.
In conversation with Portage Terriers coach and general manager Blake Spiller. Now, Blake, this is pretty cool. Last year, you were awarded the inaugural Darcy Hogan Mark Cross Memorial Award as CJHL Coach of the Year in memory of the two Humboldt Broncos coaches from the tragedy of April 6, 2018. How special was it for you to receive this award and directly from Darcy's widow, Christina?
Yeah, I mean, obviously it was really humbling and you know, I had conversations with Darcy before and throughout the years and you know, Mark, I talked to some guys that had played with them and coached with them and coached against them and both were, you know, quality individuals and obviously a devastating tragedy there and you know my assistant coach Paul Harlan came out with me to Vancouver to receive the presentation from Darcy's widow, and I mean, it was a little bit of an emotional time, but you know, definitely a huge honor and you know, we were you know, consider ourselves very fortunate to be the first ones there, and again it was a tough time, but at the same time we were definitely honored to be accepting the award.
And during that same weekend when you were given the award, you were also invited to the NHL Coaches Association Clinic. Tell me about that. What is this experience all about? Who organizes it? How's it run?
Yeah, the NHL Coaches Association organizes it, and it's you know, for anyone that wants to attend, and with the award being presented there, we were invited to attend it as well, and you know, another just great experience. They you know, looked after us really well, and you know, obviously with the NHL coaches there, we you know, got to receive some seminars at the clinic and some one-on-one time. So it was you know, just a great experience the entire weekend.
As we mentioned earlier, you're one of the most successful coaches in the history of the Manitoba Junior Hockey League. Just 13 years, you're the winningest coach in Portage Terriers history. Give me a sense of your aspirations. What do you want to do with this? Where do you see yourself headed? Or are you just loving being a part of the Portage community and enjoying it there? Where do you see yourself headed?
Yeah, I'm probably getting old now, so I've been around a while, and I am a local Portage guy, so our whole staff are from around the region or live right in Portage, so we've been together the entire time and, you know, we enjoy coming to the rink and we obviously enjoy, you know, being around each other and helping out the young guys and hopefully, you know, moving them on to bigger things, whether it's hockey or other parts of their life. But, you know, I would never say never on a opportunity at a higher level, but you know, I'm pretty satisfied with how things are going here, and again with the staff that we work with every day. So it's still fun to come to the rink, and you know, that's what you aspire to do is enjoy coming to the rink and being around, you know, special people, and obviously our the changeover of players. You get different, you know, young guys every year, so it's pretty cool to be with them too.
You've been around the organization for the better part of your life. As a matter of fact, you played for the Junior A Terriers in the 80s. Give me a sense of what you've seen happen to the franchise, the community, and the CJHL in a bigger scale in that 3-4 decades that you've been involved in the game as a player and now as a coach.
Yeah, I mean, obviously as a player a long time ago, I think it's just the hockey's, you know, the rules have changed. Everybody's more of a full-time program as opposed to when I played 40 years ago. So, I mean, obviously the hockey has improved. It's changed along, you know, along the way the games got quicker, as has the higher levels as well. So, as far as our organization, I think that, you know, I think it's got to a point where it's respected now in the nation, and obviously with the you know, with the technology now, there's more out there of every league, more you know, more of people knowing more about each league. So, you know, we're excited to be, you know, considered one of the team in the CJHL that's respected. So every day, like I said, it seems the hockey kind of gets better every day, every year things change, and it's just exciting to be part of the game.
Well, it says a lot that you get to host the Centennial Cup once again. Good luck with that. Congratulations on your success, and we'll talk to you again down the road.
Yeah, thanks very much for having me on here, Gino. Take care.
That was Portage Terriers head coach and general manager Blake Spiller. And that wraps up this week's CJHL Report, the Canadian Junior Hockey League. Your future is here. Coming up, who are some of the top draft eligible prospects impressing so far? Our director of scouting, Craig Button, joins us right after the break. You're listening to Canada's only nationally syndicated junior hockey radio show. This is 7-Eleven Junior Hockey Magazine.